Please stand with the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up on the agenda would be public comment. Margaret.
Yes, for most of 2014, at every meeting, we heard about the village's new website. The new website, finally, it's up and running. Well, I checked the website today, and the only thing on it is water breaks, boil water, water dam lifted. I understand tonight there's a thing for the police department Friday night. That's not on there. There's nothing on the calendar except a Tuesday in March says the Easter egg hunt. Who's responsible to update this?
I am. But I can only update what I know of. I mean, I did the Easter egg hunt today. And it was a learning curve from the beginning. I sat down with me a couple times. But yeah, I usually do it.
Anything else, Mark?
No.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, moving on. We have a guest speaker, Brian Zwick, from Albany Hudson Electric Trail, to make a presentation. Brian.
Thank you, Mayor Collins, and thanks to the board and everybody here in the village for giving me the opportunity to talk about what I hope is something you find interesting. And it starts with this picture. I don't know if this probably can't see it. It's a little small, but this is the old trolley station that used to be in Nassau when the Albany Hudson Electric line used to run from Hudson to Albany, and that's been abandoned as of the 30s, but the line is still there, and that's really what presents the opportunity to talk about the trail that we're looking to develop here. So let me get into it. I'm Brian Zweig. I live in North Grievous right now, but I grew up here in Nassau under 203. My mom still lives out there, and so I know this area well, and in particular the area where the trolley line used to go. And I used to be on the county legislature for one term, and so I'm familiar with some of the governmental workings around, and so that's how I got involved in this particular project. And he's not here yet, but Tim Kennedy, I think, will be joining us. He's a recent grad at UAlbany. He's taking classes in the graduate program and planning there, and he's very interested in trails, and he and a group of his colleagues are expressing an interest in helping with projects related to the trails in the county. So it's good to have some younger folks around that can do some of the hard work that may be required here. So first, let me talk about what a rail trail is, and that's what we're talking about. What is a rail trail? It's this I get off of Wikipedia, so hopefully it's right. Conversion of a disused rail corridor into a multi-purpose recreational trail. So that's what a rail trail is. Typical uses include hiking, walking, biking, and possibly things like horseback riding and cross-country skiing, things of that nature. Your basic recreational uses for any kind of a recreational trail. There are currently nearly 2,000 rail trails around the country. There are about 100 in the U.S., and there are several dozen more right now in the process of being developed. It's a movement that's kind of picking up steam. There's a lot of interest in it. There's a lot of support in terms of legislation. There's also some grant funding that's being made available for developing these kinds of trails. So you're taking basically abandoned railroad tracks, which particularly in the Northeast we got a lot of them, and converting them into a recreational trail that the public can use. So that's the theory behind this. Benefits, obviously it's a place where folks can exercise, walk, hike, ride their bike, whatever, so there's some health benefits associated with having a trail. It's a community amenity in that it's basically a linear park. So by adding parks to your community, that's something I think that generally people find to be a good benefit and attractive, making the community an attractive place to live. Studies have also found that if you have a trail near your house, that your property value is higher because it's a benefit that people moving into an area want to see and take advantage of, and so it makes for improved property values. It can be a transportation opportunity. If you have a trail that can serve as an alternative for folks to get to work or get to school, for example, and in this case we do, the location we're talking about does go by a school, so it can be a source of public transportation. There are historic preservation community identity benefits. I mean, I showed the picture earlier. You know, there's a history behind this particular location, and it's something that maybe a lot of people don't know. If they knew, they'd find interesting, and, you know, adds to the character of the community. And there are economic benefits, and many communities have seen the revitalization as a result of the addition of a rail trail. And I'll give you a couple examples here that we can talk about a little bit more. One example, I don't know, how many people have ever been on the Harlem Valley Rail Trail that goes through Dutchess and Columbia County? Anybody familiar with that? Okay, all right, we got one person anyhow. Well, this is interesting because the railroad tracks used to go all the way up to from New York City basically to Chatham. The upper portion from basically Amenia to Chatham was abandoned many years ago. Maybe 20 or 25 years ago, they decided to make a trail from the Amenia station all the way to Millerton. Now, Millerton, having grown up in Nassau, I know a little trivia about Millerton because it was one of the three locations, Nassau being another one, where they had a Delson's department store. So Millerton was kind of a little community that had kind of seen it, been on tough times. They put this idea together to build the trail, and there was a lot of skepticism about it. People in the community were concerned that, you know, there's going to be these people from out of town coming in, and, you know, who's going to keep track of them, and what are they going to do when they get to town? Well, what ended up happening, because you can take a train from New York City up to Wasaic or the Amenia stations on Metro North, people would come up on a Friday night with their bicycles, and then they'd get up Saturday morning, ride into Millerton, and then once they got there, they were hungry, they had money in their pocket, and they started spending money looking for things to do. And as a result, Millerton now has become a pretty popular location with respect to restaurants and stores and, you know, things for kind of touristy activities. So what was kind of greeted skeptically at first has become a real advantage for the community, for that particular community, all because this trail was added, and, you know, they had the particular benefit that you could go from, you know, the train station and, you know, end up in Millerton in a day. So it turned out to be a really positive from an economic standpoint for the community. Another example, that I used to live down near New Paltz, and there's a little community called Gardner, which when I was living down there, you probably would blink and miss it. But they built the Walk Hill Valley Rail Trail, again, taking an old rail line that happens to go through some really nice areas for like rock climbing and parks and so forth. And as a result, when you walk the trail into this little village of Gardner, first thing you see is a bike store, and then you see a bakery, a restaurant, a couple little shops, and for a community that's really probably about 1,000 residents, they've got quite a bit of retail in that little village now, and it's become quite a nice area, and a lot of it has been spurred on by the addition of the rail trail, in this case the Walk Hill Valley Rail Trail. A little closer to home, Albany County purchased a rail line, which they're in the process of using to construct the Helderberg-Hudson Rail Trail. They've got two sections open now. One starts in Del Mar, another one is over in Voorheesville. It's unpaved. You can see kind of a little bit of it there in the picture. But it's been open for, I think, a year, year and a half, and becoming very popular. And again, it's an amenity that is, I think, in addition to those communities where it's going, and they're hoping to expand.
Increased it immensely. The only thing that we didn't include in that particular contract was the small rags. Tony and Jay were buying rags at Agway or True Value and the hardware store, and then they would just throw them away. And looking at a cost comparison, it is cheaper to get the rags from Cintas, have them clean it, and bring them back. So we're going to do an addendum to our service contract to add rags to that.
Is this for 1 year?
This is for... the original contract is for, I think...
Because the reason why I'm saying is that there are... I know our company uses a couple of outside contractors,
mm-hmm.
And we do the same thing. We send rags out, they clean them, and then they bring them back to us. And the reason being is just, you know, for the recycling and less waste and all
mm-hmm.
that. But there are other, I would have to check and see, or I'd have to contact you. I mean, we can certainly sign this.
Tony kind of has already taken the rags. I mean, they've been using the rag service.
Oh, I know. But, you know, there are other options out there, so, and that's
right.
The reason why I was asking. Is it, you know, is it going to be for a year or is
well,
it
a
2 year?
Well, the contract, I believe, is a 2 year contract.
Okay.
So when it's up, we're going to take a look and revisit it and see what.
Well, what I'll do is
within
the next couple of days, I'll just send you an email with other companies.
Sure.
That we use. Maybe they're cheaper. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But it's an option.
Yeah. A year and a half. Right.
Okay.
I got something on a new business I forgot to add.
Yeah, I just have one more. I'm sorry, Randy. So, Missy provided everybody with a copy of the Village Certified Payroll, and we're going to make an adjustment, which is under John Knight, and that'll be $2,500 in annual salary. He was getting $1,638 hourly. John Knight. Yeah. So
this is the new rate.
Yeah, so I'll make a resolution under the resolutions for that to adopt this.
So we have to change Missy's too?
No, this is this year.
Oh, this is this year.
This is this year. When we do our annual meeting, we'll do another certified payroll for 15-16.
Oh, okay.
So
this is for the
this
past
is
year.
Right now, okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. All set?
Yes.
Randy?
I meant to bring this up earlier, but Laurie and I were sitting in my truck, and I don't know what night it was, with a water main break, and she's on her phone, and I'm on my phone, and we're trying to get a contractor. Okay? I think she was talking to Hanson's,
mm-hmm.
and I was dialing. She was talking to everybody to get phone numbers for contractors. We got one calling out, we can't help you, and then I'm saying, I haven't heard from Keller Construction. And then we're going, boy, what do we do? Okay, we had went ahead and hired a something from True Value, just something and lighting. And then finally Mike, I don't know his last name, called from Keller. And I was like, somebody finally called me back. I told him our situation. He goes, well, let me get a crew together. Okay, and we'll be there. My point bringing this up is, as a village board, we need to possibly maybe have somebody on call or somebody in case it's a too big of a break that we can't handle, that we can call and bring them on board. Do we need to put some type of a scope of work out? Can we, it's professional services. I mean, can we designate, I mean, Keller came to our rescue, okay, numerous times. Do we need to have, can we acquire them under professional services in case we need them to be on standby, or how does, what can we do? Because I know we were caught. And I was just you were in Rochester.
Yes, I know.
Okay, and I was talking
and,
to you.
You know, and on an emergency basis, you are able to secure a contractor of your choosing to get the system back together.
Okay.
Having said that, I think what we need to do is we need to, when now that things are quiet, we need to talk to the contractors that we would use in that kind of a situation and get some names and phone numbers of contact people that we should, you know, that we may need in the future, just so we have those.
Right.
We have a, you know, I think this the last month that is you know, is going to generate a lot of planning over the next couple of months and putting some things in place. But I think you're absolutely correct. That's one of the things we need to do. And, you know, it certainly would have helped if you had, you know, the name and phone number for a contact from Keller or maybe from Reifenberg or, you know, because, I mean, in this particular case, the issue was the frost. I mean, getting, so we needed a large machine to get through the frost and that kind of stuff. So so I think that's what we need to do, just to make a phone list up and so we have contact people.
But, you know, and a lot of, and correct me if I'm wrong, the people that did, we didn't get in contact, they didn't have the equipment.
Right, the one, you know, Ken Sherman's lake is buried in the snow, and then Mike couldn't get it going quick enough, and then Rick Dempsey
went
out of town.
Well, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I know you were in Rochester, Charlie's in Florida, but an embroiderer and I were just like at our end.
And we did have Mike's cell phone number, but he was out with his family. It was Sunday, so
right.
It was, you know.
But I think we need to look in, like, you, maybe phone numbers, but we need to get somebody that's local, too, and that we can depend on.
Yeah, I mean, you get the name of a phone numbers of contacts and a few contractors. You maybe get a list of equipment that they have available. So, you know, so when you're looking, you can kind of match your emergency with what the contractor has available.
Okay.
You know, so I think we can, you know, I think in the next few months we can go through that and look at that stuff, too. That's another thing we should be doing.
Maybe make a manual, put stuff together.
Absolutely. We got to have an emergency manual.
emergency manual. Also, I want to maybe possibly also think about having a procedure for the village residents to call in case they have no water in their house.
Yes,
instead of you know, as the village supplies water to them, we need to be made aware of it when they have the problem, and not 2 or 3 days or 4 days later. So it needs to be a procedure on the website, you know, for a water, you know, have a water concern, who to call them, and at what time of day. So I think we need to enact a policy for that too, because right now there isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. I think that's in after the elections. That's something that, you know, I think we have to get on board with and have something on paper. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Next order of business is final public comments. Anyone from the audience?
I have one.
Yes, Kurt.
This is pretty low tech. Every time you call the village number, you get a message, a recorded message. Why not put a message on there about water breaks?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it.
Well, when you push 2 for clerk, you'll get my message, and then you'll there's only one or two that you can push. One
well,
before.
As soon as that phone is answered, you get a message. Before, you would have the option of doing one or two.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we are upgrading the system.
Yeah.
It's ancient.
Yeah.
And the problem is if both, well, we only have 2 lines.
Right.
So if they're both already in use, you'll automatically go into. Some people can't even get through at all. So we do have a phone system problem.
And I did look at the website a couple of times, and it took me a while to see the message on the top.
I did see Margaret's website.
There.
Is a little difficult.
Yeah,
it's a learning curve. We did have it on the website. We had my Facebook
page.
Well,
the only other question
news.
Is, you know, everybody's website, Facebook, but not every resident in the village is.
I mean, it was posted throughout the town in several locations.
It was, and this is what they call a perfect storm. You know, it was horrible, cold, rotten weather, and I know people, if they didn't have to go out of their house, they didn't go out of their house, so they're not going to see that notice. On the bulletin board.
Yeah, I don't know what else we could have done.
Yeah, well,
we did like five different things.
I think Guy's telephone thing, you know, your.
Well, that's an option.
That would be.
Years and years ago, they used to have the fire trucks go around and make, you know,
that could be a simple solution,
that's true.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and then Randy was saying
that.
About people having problems with their water. Now, you do an annual report that gets mailed to residents, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Put it in there?
Well, that's, again, it's going to be. A procedure is going to be enacted, okay? And, you know, the annual water report is due out. Hopefully, I'll have it completed by the April billing of the water, but I may not. So we have until, I think, May, we have to get it approved by the Rensselaer County. But Yeah, I could add something on, you know, if I had
to come up. I don't guarantee everybody's going to see it, everybody's going to read it, but at least we've made an effort and it has a wide distribution.
I know when somebody calls, after hours, somebody calls 911, I get the phone call, okay, because they have my phone number, so if there's an emergency after hours, my phone rings, okay, and normally I pick it up, okay, but, you know, I got it on my cell phone, so I know that's happened, and I know when it rings late at night, I know something's going on, so.
That's why it's called public service.
Yep, it is.
Margaret?
I'm not complaining.
You've been talking about shared services. In March of 2014, several of the board members met with the county engineer on a drainage problem at Tremont and Phillips Street. Has anybody ever followed up on that?
We were going to wait until the warmer, because it was right there during the cold weather, and we were going to return to that, and no, we haven't. But I'm sure with all the snow that we've had and the way the snow is going to melt, I'm sure there's going to be an issue over there again. So the board will look at that. Guy, you had the two people from DOT?
From Mercer County.
All right, okay. Anyone else? Donna?
I do believe on the TV it did say about Nassau having a boil water. Could that be more consistent? I only saw it once in all the time. You know, it said boil water. It never said when it was not, when that could go off. And other communities did the same. We have a lot of elderly people, and they are not going to go to a computer. You can talk all you want about that, but they don't.
And while we did tell the news, and they said they were putting it on twice a day,
I didn't hear
from people that they didn't see it twice a day. Yeah.
I saw it in the morning. I mean, if it was on during the day, and I've got the news on, so I'm home now. So, I mean, if that was on more, people would watch it. Most elderly turn on that TV, but they're not going to.
Right.
They don't have a computer, or they're not going to try to phone. They just don't. I mean, we have a lot of elderly in the village, and it's easy to say a website.
I think the advisory. Donna, I think the advisory said until further notice. Okay, it didn't say a date, so.
No, I know that's what alerted you, but it never said keep boiling for what length of time.
Yeah.
Or
well, until further notice means you had to keep.
They do post it just like they post the school closes.
I had several interviews, personal interviews. They came to my work. Probably everybody saw it on the. I saw it on the news, but a lot of it was cut out that I told them about the boil water advisory. A lot of them was cut out because all I wanted to do was show the doom and gloom or what's wrong.
This was with the school closings.
Right.
That's where it was.
Right. No, I mean, when I was interviewed, okay, they interviewed me for 10 or 15 minutes. There was maybe not even 20 seconds of my comment, and it was all about what the worst could happen. None of what positive things were happening, and I did mention the boil water advisory, cut right out. You know? So, I mean.
I'm just saying, they do put it with the school closing, that was right on the top there.
Okay, well, we will have different policies enacted, I'm sure, and hopefully the weather will cooperate in future years.
I hope it doesn't happen
again. Like Kurt said, the perfect storm.
If there's no further public comments, we're going to move on to the resolutions. The first resolution is the Ella Grace race.
Make a motion that we
go ahead.
Have it again in our village. I think it's a great opportunity to share our village. And I think it's a great cause. I have a friend that is inflicted with this, and I think we need to make awareness of the infliction.
Second.
Okay, so the resolution, there is a resolution that's been seconded. To sponsor the Ella Grace race, and it would be on, it's the fifth annual, and it would be on Friday, May 8th, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed. Next resolution is the Board of Elections contract.
I don't know what that is.
That's in your folder. It's just, they let us know that they did it last year, too.
So the dates that they're going to use our building, they have a contract
Oh, this is for November?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see it here.
It's not in the back.
But it's just for a regular election in November, right?
Didn't we do that not too long ago?
We did it last year.
I'll make a motion we do it again. I mean, it's pretty standard, right?
They have the mayor sign?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been, there's a motion that's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Our next resolution is the renewal MVP Health as the Village of Nassau Health Insurance.
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next resolution is the...
Can we just do these other ones that I have hanging here before you...
Oh, okay.
So,
there's a resolution for John Knight, did you say?
Well, that it's the motion to adopt the revised February 2015 certified payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the amended Cintas contract.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the Time Warner contract.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Refuge rate. And make a motion to set the refuge rate at $200 per tote.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then I make a motion to schedule local law, whatever it is, local law one.
Public hearing. For a local law. Local law. Establishing a curfew in village parks, something like that. On April, whatever day that is, at 6:45.
April, what is that? April 8th at 6:45.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's it, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And then we got the water rates?
You got to do the budget and the water.
Okay.
You don't have to reset the water rates because they were done, right?
Yeah. No. You have to do it each time.
Okay. The next resolution is for the budget decision for the 2015-16.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Last on the resolution is to set the April 2015 residential water rates as follows. The base water rate for one or two people is $112.20 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house, at $15.30 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1 1/2 the amount of the residential village rate. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB-01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until year 2025. Final bond payment is June 15th, 2025. And again, if you have any questions about the calculation of your water bill, please contact Village Clerk Melissa Turner Bielan at 766-3044, extension 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'd like to add one thing, too. I'd like to, if you're interested in this shared services contract with the fire department, I'd like to get that passed off to our attorney to draw something up that he can bring back and we can review and possibly adopt.
Yeah. Do you know who's working on the other side, Bob? Do you know who's
Yes.
I do.
Attorney?
Yes.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
Steve Cooper does it.
All right.
Is that a motion, Bob?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Okay, auditing of the bills. Bills?
Did you want to do
anything? Yeah, we need to make a motion to go into executive session. Yeah. We can discuss this lawsuit.
Okay.
Make a motion to go into executive session. It is 8:45.
Yep.
To discuss
a
lawsuit
as well as the new
personnel issue.
Personnel issue.
Right. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we rejoin the meeting and come out of executive session at 9:30.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is the audit of the bills. Bills number 330 through number 368. An amount of $27,560.52 in the general fund and $97,881.70 in the water fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.